programming straight into an NRL program is a big jump, but as I said, it's a great testament to the development and the coaching these boys are getting in their junior rep program. It's a real big jump to go from under 18s in 1 year to a National Rugby League squad the next year, and two players will do that next year.
So I guess what we're getting to with all these questions, I suppose, is the opportunity that these boys have is it's really there, isn't it? If they continue to work hard, there's definite opportunity for progression through the ranks.
Yeah, definitely. I just come back from Narrabeen, actually, over there with the Talented Athletes program, and there's 28 kids over there that played in the 14 or schoolboys program last year that are in a camp for a week. And I was talking to one of the scouts down there, the Broncos scouts, at 14, they've got 14, at 14 they've got 15 kids, and every year they go up to 18, a total of 120 kids, just on contract outside of Brisbane. I asked one of the fathers who was there, when did he last see anyone from Brisbane or contact anyone from Brisbane? He said when he signed his agreement, which was 2 years ago. So definitely here, there's definitely a clearer pathway. I know my son's here. I think it's a definite, it's not an easier pathway, but it's a clearer pathway.
All right, we'll get quickly on to the NRL, a couple of questions there. Two wins, the vibe's good. I've seen the boys around training. South on Sunday, a really big day for you guys to continue the momentum.
Yeah, it is. We've had two great wins and sort of put us back in the race for the eight. Ten competition games to go, and if we win our next two at home, we'll be in the eight, and then we've just got to sort of chip away and see what happens around those. You know, some of those teams are going to win, and obviously we're not. I don't, in my wildest dreams, think we're going to go from here to the end of the season without losing a game. But we've put ourselves in the shot, in a win with a shot now. 26 competition points is probably the target. There's 20 available from now to the end of the season, and we're on 14. So, we've got to get 12 points. If we have a better end to our season than the start, I think we're a real good chance. And, the way the boys are playing defensively, they're outstanding at the moment. I think over the last 3 weeks, we've had an average of 2.5 line breaks in 80 minutes of football. And as I said, we're backing our game on defence, and they're pretty confident and enjoying coming to training.
Just lastly, South seemingly without Taylor Inglis, the Sharks are without Paul Gallen, who's been enormous for you and was enormous for New South Wales a couple of weeks ago. Do you have to say anything to the boys for them to step up and take some of the responsibility that he takes every week, or is it just something that they do naturally?
Oh, I don't think they'll do it naturally. Gal's pretty hard to replace. I think they'd probably need to take one or two more out of that South side to replace what Gal gives to us. But we had a meeting today, and I think we'll all step up. And while we love Gal in our team, we love him in our club, all the boys in that 17 team that are running against South will know they've got to pull their socks up and do a little bit extra just to cover for what Gal does. But in saying that, we're not, and Gal knows this as well, we're a team. Without Gal, Gal doesn't have all those blokes doing that other work for him, it doesn't make him look as good. So, it's a big job for us without him on the weekend, but I'm really confident.
Thanks, Shane. Well, we won't keep you for too long. We've got a big night of award giving and people will come up here to have a chat to us, which is Chad and Stuart later on. So thanks, Shane Flanagan, very much.
Thank you.